Carolina, the Bass Mountain Boys.
All right, okay, boys, here goes.
Let me just say one thing very briefly here, because in addition to working in bluegrass music these days, in order to make a living, I work in regular modern Nashville country radio. And I can promise you that today there are two kinds of radio. There is research computer radio, where everything that you are allowed to hear is pre-digested, often sometimes 3,000 miles away. People in Arizona are being told what they can hear by somebody on the 45th floor of an office in New York and Los Angeles or whatever. That kind of thing came up when people started to do research in the middle 60s and decided that people weren't people, they were just marketing targets. But before then, when just about all country music was really country, the best of the country music DJs were real, honest-to-gosh, human beings talking to real people on the air, and it wasn't as if they were talking to, well, hey, everybody, like they were trying to talk to 20 million people at once. They were talking to us personally, and a lot of us that like and enjoy bluegrass and country music today, the real kind of country music, grew up listening to people like the legendary Lee Moore, and he represents the best of a great era in bluegrass music, and whatever modern country does today, it is people like Lee Moore that built country radio to where people can take and do with it what they will today. It was a golden era in country music radio, and Lee Moore was very much a part of it, and we're going to hear from Lee in just a minute. Right now, I'd like to bring out Bill Knowlton once again. I see you've had your pants tempered to take some of the glare off of them.
Yes, I did.
Bring that microphone up to your level there, would you, sir?
Or down to your level. Yep.
That's one.
Can I?
I'm sure you can, but not as often as you used
let's
to. Go ahead.
Let's say it together. From Wheeling, West Virginia, Lee Moore, the
coffee-drinking Nighthawk.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you for the kind words. I really appreciate it. Gives me such a thrill to be down here at the park, first visit. I've met so many people, said they used to hear me when they were just about like that, going to grade school. People in their 20s said they didn't ever hear me on radio, but they said they've heard their mother and father talk about me. So it makes me feel so good to be down here in this lovely state and to visit this park for the first time. I hope you enjoy a little bit of guitar picking I'm going to do for you. I got to arrange my mics here. Where'd Bill Knowlton go? He was supposed to help me out here with this microphone setup.
Uh-oh. What?
I got the mics.
Hey, Lee, you still have the cat?
Sure do.
Attack cat, so watch out.
I want to get that over here in a position somewhere where
the
I
things
can...
I do for these living legends.
We'll think about it. We'll think about it.
Is that better?
Were you ever in a radio studio?
No.
You arranging these mics like you weren't. I mean, were. No pictures, Bob Johnson. No pictures. Bob, I said no pictures.
Remember, we're selling Last Supper tablecloths for $2.98.
Thank you, Bob. Bob Johnson, an old friend of mine, a guitar picker from down in Virginia. Glad to have him. Songs I'm doing here are on my albums or on my tapes that I have available. And my wife is with the table right over here to my right, to your left over here. Mrs. Moore is over there with the videotapes, 48-minute videotape. And I have albums at 45 RPMs, different souvenirs. Here's one of the songs from one of the albums. I had a special request to do this one. Pretty little girl, her name I do not know. I meet her in the evening wherever I may go. She wears a white lace handkerchief, it's a mark with me and you. I'll know her when I see her, the little girl dressed in blue. She almost drives me crazy, and I don't know what I'll do if I don't find that pretty little girl that I saw dressed in blue. She almost drives me crazy, and I don't know what I'll do. I saw dressed in blue. began to fly. They ripped and they reared and they tossed and scared, and down the street they flew, until I passed that pretty little girl that I saw dressed in blue. She almost drives me crazy, and I don't know what I'll do if I don't find that pretty little girl that I saw dressed in blue. She almost drives me crazy, and I don't know what I'll do if I don't find that pretty little girl that I saw dressed in blue. Where she lives and where she does belong, I'll tell to her my story, the burden of my song. If I cannot find her, my heart will break in two, and I shall die and bid farewell to the little girl dressed in blue. She almost drives me crazy, and I don't know what I'll do if I don't find that pretty little girl that I saw dressed in blue. She almost drives me crazy, and I don't know what I'll do if I don't find that pretty little girl that I saw dressed in blue.
You know, you're harder to mic than a whole six-piece band, I'll tell you.
Thank you. What's the matter?
They like this microphone better. I'm only doing what I'm told.
Oh, they like that one better?
Yeah. It's yellow. You wonder where the yellow went? There it is.
Now, that don't sound as good to me.
Oh, well, I'll bring up the microphone. It's them that counts.
Oh, it is? Okay, all right. Can you hear that? Song that a lot of you folks will remember, looking over the audience out there. Hi, Leopold, Norma. We have folks here from way up at North Creek, New York, and Green, New York. Yeah. And Vermont. Vermont. I got a Vermonter here. Hollywood, sure. Here's a song that I think some of you older folks will remember. I remember. I have it on tape, on a cassette tape. Listen at it. They passed an ordinance in our town. They said we'd have to tear it down. That little old shack out back so dear to me. Now the health department said its day was over and dead. It will stand forever in my memory. Don't let them tear that little brown building down. Don't let them tear that precious building down. Don't let them tear that dear old building down. For there's not another like it in the country or the town. It was not so long ago that when I tripping through the snow out to that house behind my old hound dog, where I'd set me down to rest like a snowbird on its nest and read the Sears and Roebuck catalog. I would hum a happy tune, peeping through the quarter moon, as my daddy's kin had done so oft before. It was in that quiet spot daily cares could be forgot. It gave the same relief to rich and poor. Don't let them tear that little brown building down. Don't let them tear that precious building down. Don't let them tear that dear old building down. For there's not another like it in the country or the town. It was not a castle fair, but we could dream our future there and build our castles to the yellow jacket's drone. I could orbit around the sun, fight with General Washington, or give a king upon the throne. It wasn't fancy built at all, had newspapers on the wall. It was air conditioned in the winter time. It was just a humble hut, but its door was never shut, and a man could get inside without a dime. Don't let them tear that little brown building down. Don't let them tear that precious building down. Don't let them tear that dear old building down. For there's not another like it in the country or the town. Thank you. Thank you. You remember that one, huh? Sure enough. You know what I noticed in there? You know, I said where you use the Sears and Roebuck catalog. It seemed like a few years ago a fellow wrote to Sears and Roebuck and he says, send me a case of your blue toilet paper. A whole case of it he wanted. He waited several weeks and didn't get any answer. But about 3 weeks later, he did get an answer from Sears and Roebuck. And they say, sir, if you look on page 26 of our big catalog, you notice we don't carry the blue toilet paper anymore. He sat down and wrote him a letter back and said, sir, if I'd had that big catalog, I wouldn't need to order that toilet paper in the first place. Yo-ho, huh? Lee is waiting for me in a rose-covered bower, and her eyes are like violets after a shower. For she's dreaming of dreams through the long summer hours, my sweetheart, my home, my frail wildwood flower. All the wild forest creatures are under her spell. On her shoulder the dove his love secrets will tell. And the shy dapple fawn comes to lie at her feet, of my frail wildwood flower, so gentle and so sweet. Tender blossoms to twine in her hair, blushing roses so red and the lily so fair, lovely myrtle so bright with emerald dew, modest buttercups yellow, forget-me-nots blue. Hand in hand through the wildwood together we'll stray. She will sing, she will dance, and my heart she will sway. Her laughter will echo like ripples of play, for my cares like my heart she has stolen away. There's no artist can paint her, no poet can rhyme how she warms this old heart like a sunbeam so bright. I will love and protect her and never will part from that frail wildwood flower that winds around my heart. Thank you. Thank you. I have that on a tape, also on a cassette tape, and also on one of my albums. Here's another song. I had a request to do this one. I think his name was Charlie. I wonder if Charlie's still, I don't know whether there's a lot of Charlies probably, but Charlie came up to me and said he used to love to hear me sing this when I was on the All Night Show back on WWVA in the 50s, 60s, part of the 70s. I'd like to do this one for you also from one of my albums. In dreams of yesterday I wander back to my little cabin home. Thank you. I stroll beside an old rock garden and saw familiar scenes once more. I heard the organ softly playing, its music came sweet and low. And I heard my mother sweetly singing, as she did so many years ago. For I was dreaming of a little cabin when I heard somebody call my name. I looked and
saw a sweet old lady. It seemed I was a child again. She gently put her arms around me and kissed her little boy once more. And I knew it was the same sweet mother that I knew kissed me many times before.
Thank you. Dreaming of a Little Cabin, that's a good one. I hope you enjoyed that. As I say, I have it on an album. In fact, all these songs you hear me do on this set can be bought on records or on tapes or on cassettes or on videos. Got it. Here we go. Now, old Emore had troubles of his own. He had an old black cat that wouldn't leave home. Tried everything he knew to keep the cat away. Even gave him to a preacher and he told him for to stay. But the cat came back the very next day. The cat came back. Thought he was a goner, but the cat came back, cause he wouldn't stay away. Now they gave the old cat to the man in the balloon. They told him to leave him with the man in the moon. But the balloon, it busted and everybody said, 10 miles away they picked the man up dead. The cat came back the very next day. The cat came back. Thought he was a goner, but the cat came back, cause he wouldn't stay away. Dedicate that to you, Ray Sears, from up in Massachusetts. And the lady with you, what's her name? Magdalene? Ruthie? Now they pickled the cat in Virginia Mountain Dew. We said, oh boy, it's the last of you. We put him on a rocket ship and sent him to Mars. And he said the place up there was better than ours. But the cat came back the very next day. The cat came. Thought he was a goner, but the cat came back, cause he wouldn't stay away. Before I sing the next verse, I want to tell you a little story. Seemed like there was an old lady about, 85 years old, rocking back and forth in an old rocking chair. All at once stood before her, her fairy godmother. Says, old lady, I'll grant you 3 wishes, and then I'll disappear. What's the first wish? The old lady said, I'd like for you to have this old rocking chair here made into pure gold. Just like that, there she was, 85, rocking back and forth in a pure gold rocking chair. What's your second wish? I'd like to be made into a beautiful girl, about 19, she said, and there she was. Bat of an eye, a 19-year-old beautiful blonde, rocking back and forth in that gold rocking chair. What's your third and final wish before I disappear? The old lady who was 85, was only 19 now, said, see that old black cat over there? See him over there in the corner? I'd like for you to make him into a handsome man about 19 or 20. Just like that, there he was. Nice, handsome man. He walked over to her, picked her up out of that rocking chair, bent her over backwards slightly, looked her in the eyes and says, now aren't you sorry you had me fixed? I don't explain them, fellas, I just tell them. Now, old Emore had troubles untold. The tale of the cat, the story's old. The reason why the cat just wouldn't stay away. There's 7 little kittens a-meowing in the hay. So the cat came back, plain to see why the cat came back. Thought he was a goner, but I reckon even cats have a responsibility. Doop doo 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 dum do. That's all. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Also had that on a cassette tape for sale over there at the Lee Moore table. But I have the new verses on the cassette. It's all new verses that you didn't hear me do then. It's brand new verses that folks sent in to me. And they are kind of funny. More up to date, sort of. And we're going to change guitars here. I'm going to get the old Dobro out here. Dobro, gentlemen.
No.
Jim Warren left, so I'm not afraid to play it now. He was sitting out there. I'm glad he left. Ray Sears, don't you watch me, because I don't want you to learn all the hot licks that I use. Here's a song that I don't really ever heard before, but I like this song, and I got this on my new cassette tape also. And it's called Song of Songs, and it tells you the different songs that was written to the same tune. So we'll start out here. It goes like this. How I love this old melody I'm playing. I have heard it in so many different songs. It's made stars out of country music singers, and somehow it just keeps a playing on. Oh, I am thinking tonight of my blue eyes. Seems to me it's been around since time it was played for our soldiers during wartime, and right today we still hear it now and then. Roy Acuff was a young country singer. His record was just starting to be heard. That old tune carried him up to stardom on the wings of that great speckled bird. Hank Thompson is a country music legend. He sang western swing and songs of strife. That old tune gave Hank the break he needed on a record called The Wild Side of Life. A young girl made the world stop and listen. Kitty Wells was that young singer's name. It wasn't God who made honky-tonk angels. That melody rang clear as country rain. Oh, these notes must have come straight from heaven. In so many different songs they were the same. I know someday they'll be edged in gold forever and placed in the Country Hall of Fame. Thank you very much. My coffee? Okay. He said I got 20 more minutes, huh?
Read my lips.
Oh, here's a number that I always liked. I used to play Lefty Frizzell's number this way back in the 50s on the all-night radio show in Wheeling. By the way, I'll be on at 3 o'clock tomorrow. with a little bit of sales pitches like I used to do. You know, 100 baby chicks, $4.95. No Canadian orders, please. No CODs to Canada. Motor overhaul to put in your car to stop it from using oil. Lord's Last Supper table cover. A record deal, all hits. 18 hits for only $2.98. Get your order in the mail before midnight tomorrow night. Yeah.
The waltz of the angels I hear is high. I hold you tightly in these arms of mine. It's surely from heaven, this music I hear. When your lips say I love you, in waltz time, my dear, there must be a power much higher than I. The writer of love songs way up in the sky. Of roses, of love sweet and true, and the waltz of the angels, the moonlight and you. Sweet and true, and the waltz of the angels, the moonlight and you.
Like Oswald says when he plays the five-string banjo on the Grand Ole Opry, I'm the world's best. Well, I'm the world's loudest dobro player. I mean picker, excuse me. He says picker, too, on the banjo. There's a difference. I'm picking one and playing one. I don't play one. I just pick at it. And what you hear comes out. That's what it is. One more song. Here's another song from one of my tapes and albums. I always like this one. You are my flower in the mountains high. You are my flower that's blooming there for me. Time is gone and snow begins to fall. You can sing this song and say to one and all, you are my flower that's blooming in the mountain so high. You are my flower that's blooming there for me. It's there somewhere, Ray. I have a dobro player from Massachusetts out here. I have to watch what I'm doing. I've done that on purpose.
So where a happy smile in life will be worthwhile. Forget the tears and don't forget to smile. You are my flower that's blooming in the mountains so high. You are my flower that's blooming there for me.
How many more did you say I got, Bill? What? I don't want to quit. I want to sing some more. I'm just kidding. My time's up, but I'll be back at 3 tomorrow afternoon. That's a threat. So thanks for being so kind, and it's been wonderful to meet you folks down here on the Big Bluegrass Show. Thanks very much.
Lee Moore, the coffee-drinking Nighthawk from Wheeling, West Virginia, WWVA. He's got a big sale on chickens tonight, I think. What is the story on the chicks tonight? Do you have chicks?
Tomorrow.
Have a sale on the chicks?
Tomorrow.
Sex not guaranteed. Okay, another round of applause for Lee Moore, everybody. What a super job. Go over and visit him, okay? He and his wife Thelma are here. They love to talk about the great days of the Wheeling Jamboree, about all the other stars on the WWVA Jamboree. I, for one moment, Bill Vernon had a chance to say a beautiful piece about Lee Moore a little while ago. I would like to thank Lee on behalf of everybody of my generation, of those of us who grew up in the 40s, 50s, and 60s. If it wasn't for Lee Moore living in the New York area, New England, Pennsylvania, New York State, if it wasn't for Lee Moore, and also there was a disc jockey over in New Jersey named Don Larkin, both of those stations could beam into the New York City area where I was born. Lee beamed all over the northeastern United States and southern Ontario, and right up into New Brunswick, right up into Newfoundland. He taught us what bluegrass and old-time country music was all about. He was the one that was playing it all night. So I see a few people applauding because you're the same age as I am, 29, and stop laughing. But if you feel the way I did, that he really was our professor, our educator, go over and pat him on the back and tell him how much you appreciated those 20 years. I know I did. Yes, sir. Bill Stevenson, please report backstage. Bill Stevenson, please report backstage. Would appreciate that. Again, our thanks for the fine sound, folks. We are dedicating this Bluegrass Festival, as we mentioned at 11 o'clock this morning. We're dedicating it to the memory of the last surviving charter member of the WSM Grand Ole Opry, Herman Crook of the Crook Brothers, passed away yesterday of a heart attack at age 89. And he will be missed because he was a fighter since 1925 to keep old-time music alive on the Grand Ole Opry. He kind of lost the battle, but he still hung in there every week with his harmonica and his old-time string band to play the music that built the Grand Ole Opry. So we do remember with fond affection the great work of Herman Crook. He will definitely be missed.
Nobody played it quite like Mama. I think that's because she played that style first. She didn't play in a long time, and Nobody plays the guitar quite like my mother either. She's quite famous for one song in particular. If Mama is ready, I'm ready. Woo! Great day in the morning. Somebody's ready. I don't know what's going on. Mama, will you tell them what you're going to sing? You might as well do the Wildwood Flower.
Well,
right,
I guess I'll do Wildwood Flower first.
Get it over with. Thank you. Give her a rest once in a while. We hope you all don't think we're hogging the show, but our mother does have a little trouble with her voice, and once in a while we have to kind of do a little bit to give her a chance. I got a sister here, the prettiest picture. Sings as good as she looks, too. She sings the fire out of a song. This is my baby sister, Anita Carter, here. Anita, you're all ready there. You just take off. On how to work the microphone. Looks like anybody that's been working one since she was 4 years old could work one, but she can't. I don't know. They're always just as... There it is. It's so simple. That's what's wrong. If any of you are familiar with our family, you know that along with Mother Maybelle and Helen, that there's another sister that comes between Helen and I, and her name is June, and she was with us most of the time until she married a man by the name of Johnny Cash. And of course, she goes with Johnny Cash now, which I don't blame her. If I was married to Johnny Cash, I guess I'd go with Johnny Cash too instead of coming with Mother Maybelle. But, we do need to
put this down here.
Well, it doesn't really matter to me. I'm versatile, I'll talk on either one. But about a year ago, June and her husband John went to Israel to film a movie on the story of the life of Jesus. This movie is called Gospel Road. And in this movie, there are a lot of new songs by a lot of new songwriters like John Denver and Chris Christopherson and Johnny Cash and some of the Statler brothers. A young man by the name of, he wasn't the one I had in mind. I was thinking about Chris that wrote the story about John. It wrote Jesus Was a Carpenter.
Christopher Wren,
right. And as I said, many, many new songwriters, Joe South. And there is a new songwriter that maybe some of you might not have heard of. His name is Larry Gatlin, and in this movie, his song was done by John Cash, and then Chris Christopherson and Rita Coolidge sang it with Larry, and we'd like to do this thing today. It's my favorite from the movie. It's called Help.
Lord, help me walk enough
Because we carterized it, Helen said we sure did. We did something to it, something drastic. It's called Peaceful Easy Feeling.
I'm already dead.
resting too long.
Oh, I
was resting. I've been singing my fool head off. I'm not much of a singer. You know, every family has one that don't sing too well. I said, you look at our family and you see our mother. She's a legend. Let's face it, there's only one Maybelle Carter. And then there's June. There's only one June. And then there's Nita. There's only one voice like that in the world. And then there's me. I'm the other one. My name is Helen, so I will sing a song I like just because I like it. Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country road gave me home to the place I belong, West Virginia. Painted on the sky, misty days of moonshine, a teardrop in my eye. Country road, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, mountains, mama, take me home. Country road. I hear her voice in the morning. Goes back long ways to hear all you nice folks clapping for us like that. You know, Mama, you rested long enough. Time for you to get on with it now. You've done wore your daughters out. So
I thought we might let David do an instrument.
You're gonna make you all haven't heard this third generation pick the guitar. Now he can. You Mama gonna make him pick one song and then she'll sing the song you all wanna hear, I know. Son, you wanna pick it? You'll have to have this one. He don't have his electric guitar because we don't have room to carry it and don't care too much for it anyhow, because we don't hardly play him much. But he plays the fire out of a guitar. I'm sorry I can't play bass to help him, but you sit down, honey. You're on your own. You want to sit down or stand up? His Uncle John said, David, I want you to learn this song, and he hummed it to him, so he's learned it the way his uncle taught it to him. So you just take off on it. Gee, I believe. We'll see what the field is. Just take off. He's gonna tune. He's like his grandma. He'll tune Carnegie Hall or Madison Square Garden. It don't matter. Boy. In bad shape, honey. And this child, by the way, just started the first of the year, and we're happy to say that we're glad he's getting indoctrinated up here in this part of the country where everybody understands that Carter's trying to get started. So you go ahead. You go right ahead. I don't think they can hear that, David.
Thank you. music. This guy rocked in the basement 3 years before we finally got him out and taught him to plunk country bass. He's had a hard time learning, too, but he's catching on. He really is. You did fine, honey. Now, Grandma's going to sing. I've got a cake here.
Ellen, I had a request to do Keep on the Sunny Side, so we do that one first, okay? I'd like to do this for some friends of ours that's here today. We have a lot of our fan club here today, and we'd like to do this for Mr. and Mrs. Polly, who have been down to see me in Nashville, and they're real fine people. I'm real glad to have them, and a lot of the fan club here. For this is for all of you too.
Yeah, and for Lydia that knitted me your birthday, that beautiful Lee and Ruth. Beautiful. Go ahead.
There's a dark and a troubled side of life. There's a bright and a sunny side too. So we meet with the darkness and strife, the sunny side we also may view. Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day, it will brighten all the way. It will keep on the sunny side of life. Let us greet with a song of hope each day. Though the moment be cloudy or fair, let us trust in our Savior away, to keep us everyone in His care. Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day, it will brighten all the way. It will keep on sunny side of life. The storm and its fury broke today, searching hope that we cherish so dear. Clouds and storms will in time pass away. Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day, it will brighten all the way. It will keep on the sunny side of life. That
especially for Ray Myers and his wife who are here today too, Mother. And while you were singing, do you feel like doing the song that you did with the Nitty Gritty Duck Band and all the Grandpa Jones and all of them, the song everybody likes so well? Will a circle be unbroken?
Okay. I was standing by my window among cold and cloudy days, when I saw the earth come rolling, for to carry my mother away. Will the circle be unbroken? By and by, Lord, by and by, there's a better But I could not hide my sorrow when they laid her in the grave. Will the circle be unbroken? By and by, Lord, by and by, there's a better home away. sky, Lord, in the sky. I followed close behind her, tried to hold up and be brave, but I could not hide my sorrow when they laid her in the grave.
Everybody sang,
"Build a circle."
Sing with it.
The unbroken, by and by, Lord, by and by, there's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. I went back home, Lord, my home was lonesome. Missed my mother, she was gone. All my brothers, sisters crying, what a home so sad and long. Will the circle be unbroken? By and by, Lord, by.
Mama knows it's got 1,000 of them, I believe. They recorded some 300. Some of you may not be familiar with the old Carter family's background, but they started recording in 1927, August the 7th, in Bristol, Tennessee, or Virginia. Which was it, Mother? I can't ever get the side of the street. They're in both sides.
Tennessee.
She's in Tennessee, but we come from Virginia.
I live in Virginia, but we recorded in Tennessee.
Yeah. We live down Poor Valley, down in Virginia. This is a song. Y'all listen to the words.
We'll be back to see you tonight, so don't go away.
Yeah, don't leave. We got more. Mama, you got something to say?
I just wanted to tell everybody to come back and see us tonight. We're going to close with our latest record, and this is the title song of our latest album.
Yeah, we got some albums.
We have a few down there, not very many. They got all gone, so if y'all want to get one, run down and grab
it. The album's a five, so let's do this.
We have a picture, too.
This is our life story, believe me. Just listen.
We're just a-driving this old band. We'll do our best to make you happy if we can. We'll sing our songs and move along. We're just a-driving this old band. Our lives are measured by the telephone pole and all the miles we had to make. The number that
what you'd like us to bring. Then clap your hands and sing along. Let's have a good time while we still have today, because tomorrow we'll be gone. We're just a driving metro band. We'll do our best to make you happy if we can. We'll sing our songs.
Takes a banjo, and he pedals the old Mountain Dew on occasion, and his name is Grandpa Jones. Bring him out.
Y'all look good out there. I'm glad to be here with you. My goodness. You want to take my picture? Go ahead. The other day, somebody took my picture with one of them cameras where you pull a thing out and you got a picture in 1 minute. And I thought that was pretty good. So I went out and got me one, but mine works a little too fast, because all I've got so far is 12 pictures of me putting the film in. Yeah. Hey, let's do this thing the first time. First thing. There's a big holly tree. North, he's sawed off and short. He measures about 4'2". But he takes me in the tight when you give him a bite of that good old mountain dew. My old Aunt June bought some brand new perfume. She had such a sweet smelling cheese. But to her surprise, when she had it in her eyes, it is nothing but good old mountain rolls by with his head high, and high, said his wife, he's down with the flu. Yeah. He thought that I ought just to sell him a quart of that good old mountain dew. My brother Bill's got a still on the hill where an old gallon there's still. Yeah. The buzzards in the sky get the drunk, they can't fly from smelling that good old mountain. Oh, oh. Thank you so much. Somebody out there requested this little old tune, and I'm going to do it before I forget it. But I'll forget it. Goes like this. Now, love, it is a very funny thing. It catches the young and the old. Just like a dish of boarding house hay to many a man and soul. Makes you feel like a freshwater eel, and it causes your head to swell. You lose your pride, your love is tried, it empties your pocketbook as well. Boys, keep away from the girls, I say, give them lots of room. Cause when you wed, they'll beat you till you're dead with a ball-headed end of a broom. When a boy goes around with a pretty little gal, he talks as gentle as a dove. He calls her his honey and he spends his money to prove he's solid in love. When money's all gone and his coat's in the hock and he has no breath to talk, he'll call someone to load up his gun to vaccinate his mother-in-law. Boys, keep away from the girls, I say, give them lots of room. Call keep away from the girl that they see in the bathroom. So to bring you wet and beat your chest with all headed in the room.
Hey, that's happened from a bald-headed uncle. He is so bald-headed he had to draw a chalk mark up here to tell how far up to wash his face. He got a shoe store at home. Wait, I ain't done this. I'll tell you though, cornbread, turnip greens, candied yams, butter beans, blackberry cobbler, and all things grand, the more to eat, the more to spare. He's got this shoe store, and an old maid come in and was sitting there, and he was trying some shoes on her, and she couldn't see very well, and saw this bald head of shining and thought it was her bare knee, and jerked her skirt down over his head and might near smothered him to death. She had the clothes up for 2 or 3 days. He thought he'd blow the fuse. Everything went black. Well, here's a little song that Jimmy Rogers used to sing years ago, and I'd like to try to yodel a little bit here today. That fella's got a good camera there. Goodbye, friends, I'm going today. Goodbye, friends, I'm going far away. I'll be happy and free near my dear old mammy's knee in that dear old sunny south by the sea. Did you hear about the three bears? The big one and the middle-sized one and the little one. Well, there was three old maids, a big old one and a middle-sized one and a little one. And they all took a tramp in the woods. Well, they took a walk then in the woods. They wanted their soup to cool. When they come back, they walked in the kitchen and the big old maid said, "Somebody been eating my soup." The middle side said, "Somebody been eating my soup." And the little one said, "Somebody been eating my soup and eat it all up." So they went on into the living room. The big old maid said, "Somebody been sitting in my chair." And the middle side said, "Somebody been sitting in my chair." And the little one said, "Somebody been sitting in my chair and broke it down." So they went on into the bedroom. Stay with us. And the big old maid said, "Somebody been sleeping in my bed." And the middle son said, "Somebody been sleeping in my bed." And way in the other room, the little old maid said, "Good night, girls." I told that the other night, and after the show, a little girl come up and said, "You sure messed up Goldilocks." Somebody wanted to hear a song. It'll take a good while. So, George, if you bring me a sandwich during this song. No, not that one. In the beautiful hills, in the midst of our own county,
I better explain it first. You know, in this song, there's an engineer. Let's see, there's a... Anyhow, this man was born and reared around Kingston, Tennessee. And when we talk about the Big Brushy, that means the Big Brushy Prison, which is was a part of the Nashville Penitentiary. Then, anyhow, it's got different names of judges and everything in it. It goes like this. In the beautiful hills, in the midst of Rome County, that's where I have lived for many long years. That's where my heart has tended most ever. That's where the first step of misfortune I made. For nearly 5 years, I courted and married. Call my wife. Her three brothers stabbed me for some unknown reason. Just 3 months later, I'd taken Tom's life. For 35 years, this whole world I rambled. I traveled all England to France and to Spain. And I thought of my home way back in Rome County. And I boarded a steamer and I came back again. I was captured and tried in the village of Old Kingston. Not a man in the county would speak one kind word. When the jury came in with a verdict next morning, my lifetime in prison were the words that I heard. When the train she pulled out, poor mother stood weeping. Willie, God bless you, goodbye. When the train left the ship, it was about 11:30, and the chains they rattled, and the handcuffs were tied. When young Denny Gleason taken hold of the throttle, 430 was soon out of sight. Men went to the mine in the hills of Big Brushy. Just as soon as I finished the rest of my days, Lee Pollard was great, but Bora was better. That's good and that's better all over, you see. Boys, when you ride home from the prison in Nashville, place a verse of this song in your letter for me. Usually we just have a two-piece orchestra, but today we've got another fellow that don't include a piano because he can't pick it up, but he's not a nice boy. We're going to get a feller up here that's been on the Porter Wagoner show for about 8 years. The player, he sung the baritone with Porter and his trio. So let's give a hand to Mr. George McCormick. What do you say? Thank you very much. Down home, we got a little saying. Somebody wrote a song about it a long time ago. And on the chorus, if y'all want to join in, can y'all say, "You all come up there"? Join in, let's everybody do it, all right?
When you live in the country,
everybody is your neighbor. On this one thing you can rely. Well, they'll all come see you and never, never leave you. And y'all come see us bye-bye. Y'all come. Y'all come. Well, you all come to see us when you can. Y'all come. Y'all come. Well, you all come to see us down there. Well, now, kin folks coming. They're coming by the dozen. Eating everything from soup to hay. Well, midnight after dinner, they looking any thinner. And here's what you're gonna hear old grandma say. Y'all come. Y'all come. Well, you all come to see us when you can. Y'all come. You all come. Well, you all come to see us down there. Play one, Mom. Still a grieving, you gonna still hear old grandma say, y'all come, y'all come. Well, you all come to see us when you can. Y'all come, y'all come. Well, you all come to see us down there. Yeah, you all come to see us down there.
Okay. I'll tell you, he's a great hunter, that man is. Last year, he went a bear hunting for his first time with five other fellas, and they got him a cabin up in Alaska. They was going to play a trick on him. They wanted him to go out the first one to get the bear, and they unloaded his gun before he left. Yeah. And he went out there, and the first thing, when a big bear reared up, you know, and he jerked his gun up and it snapped. Well, there wasn't nothing but one thing to do, and that was throw it down and take off. And that's what he done. Yeah. Toward the cabin. Well, the cabin door was open and he stumbled just before he got to the cabin door, and that old bear just run on over him into the cabin. And he reached up and shut the door and said, "Boys, skin that and I'm going after another."